Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Guys, so honestly, I am not feeling the greatest right now. I have a bit of a cold that I caught from the first week of my son being back in school, but I just still wanted to get on here and share my message while I wait in the school pickup area. So anyway, this episode is called The Magazine Mismatch, and I feel like it's silly. It really is silly, but a few months ago, I had the privilege of being featured in a local magazine, and I was super excited. And I spent hours working on the perfect wording for this article, to the point where I stayed up till 3 or 4 in the morning, and finally it was all perfect and polished, and then I ordered the print copies of my article to use as a nice one-pager for potential clients, and everything felt like it was falling together. Well, if you guys know anything about me, you know that I'm a perfectionist, so I'm just going to add that as a preface to this next part. But I received the draft of the editorial and approved it for print, and I was super excited. And then time passed, and I didn't receive my printed copies, so I reached out and waited over and over again. And finally, after 2.5 months, I received a thick envelope in a parcel locker at my mailbox. And it had been so long since I put together this article that this is not it. So what I would basically, this didn't say what I would want it to say now. And at the time that I interviewed for the magazine, I was focused on being all-in-one, not only strategy, but things like social media execution. But now, even though it's been only about 2 months, things have changed. And one of the fun things about being an entrepreneur is that my business is like choosing my own adventure. And I've decided to focus on what I'm truly best at and where my passion is, which is building authentic human connection, empowering others, and storytelling. So SMC is no longer all in one, although I have some clients that have been grandfathered in and with paid ads and social media management. But the new direction I'm going is a specialization in branding through storytelling while aligning leaders with their values and their business. Because every business isn't just transactional. There is somebody's dream behind every business. And so why not do what you love and love what you do? Anyway, so yes, things have changed. And although SMC has only been an official business for 8 months, I've learned a lot and my direction has changed. So I went from all-in-one and focusing on digital marketing to being a branding expert, becoming a podcast host, starting my book, and launching a new brand. So the common theme with all that is storytelling. And anyway, the purpose of this blog is not to promote my podcast, brand, or book. The point is, yes, I'm still a little disappointed that my printed magazine article doesn't fully match with what I'm doing now. But I firmly believe that the negative things, like disappointment, sadness, grief, endings, you name it, are all opportunities. One of my favorite songs is La Vie en Rose, which directly translates to life in pink, or as we may better understand it, looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. I allowed myself to feel the disappointment, but also to realize that it's not the end of the world. I put on my rose-colored glasses and saw that this magazine article will be a reminder of where I started. I will look at it with gratitude and an opportunity to offer someone else compassion when they're disappointed, and to offer guidance that it's okay to switch paths. So the sparks I would like to leave in your heart today are, it's okay. It's more than okay to grow and to change. And we don't know how far we've come until we look back at where we started. So the next time you experience disappointment or loss or anything in between, I challenge you to put on your rose-colored glasses and look for the ways this moment is preparing you to offer a helping hand down the road and what it's trying to teach you. Thanks for listening.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.